sweetheart. Lay down. Get your bunny. You look so sweet with your bunny. Are you ready for the story now? Good. The Smith and the Fairies. Years ago, there lived in Crossbrig a smith of the name of MacUrchan. This man had an only child, a boy of 13 or 14 years of age, cheerful, strong, and healthy. All of a sudden, he fell ill, took to his bed, and moped whole days away. No one could tell what the matter was with him, and the boy himself could not or would not tell how he felt. He was wasting away fast, getting thin, old, and yellow, and his father and all his friends were afraid that he would die. After the boy had been lying in this condition for a long time, getting neither better nor worse, but with an extraordinary appetite, an old man, well known for his knowledge of out-of-the-way things, walked into the smith's shop. The smith told him the occurrence which had clouded his life. The old man looked grave as he listened, and after sitting a long time pondering over all he had heard, gave his opinion. "It is not your son you have got. The boy has been carried away by the Dion Sith, and they have left a Sibhreach in his place." Dion Sith are fairies. And the word for a changeling is a Sibhreach. The dark is a short knife. "Alas, what then am I to do?" said the smith. "How am I ever to see my own son again?" "I will tell you how," answered the old man, "but first, to make sure that it is not your own son you have got, take as many empty eggshells as you can, go to his room, and spread them out carefully before his sight. Then proceed to draw water with them, carrying them two and two in your hands, as if they were a great weight, and arrange them when full around the fire." The smith proceeded to carry out all his instructions. He had not been long at work before there arose from the bed a long shout of laughter, and the voice of the seemingly sick boy exclaimed, "I am 800 years of age, and I have never seen the like of that before." The smith returned and told the old man. "Well now," said the old man to him, "did I not tell you that it was not your son you had? Your son is a Borchiel in a dig there, that is, a round green hill frequented by fairies. Get rid as soon as possible of this intruder, and I think I may promise you your son. You must light a very large and bright fire before the bed on which this stranger is lying. He will ask you, what is the use of such a fire as that? Answer him at once, you will see that presently. Then seize him and throw him into the middle of it. If it is your own son you have got, he will call out to you to save him, but if not, the thing will fly through the roof." The smith again took the old man's advice. He kindled a large fire, answered the question to put to him as he had been directed to, and seizing the child, flung him in without hesitation. The Sibhreach gave an awful yell and sprang through the roof, where a hole had been left to let the smoke out. The old man told the smith on a certain night the green round hill where the fairies kept the boy would be open. On that date, the smith, having provided himself with the Bible and a dirk, a short knife, was proceeded to the hill. He would hear singing and dancing and such merriment going on, but he was to advance boldly. The Bible he carried would be a safeguard to him against the fairies. On entering the hill, he was to stick the dirk in the threshold to prevent the hill from closing upon him. "And then," said the old man, "on entering, you will see a spacious apartment before you, and there standing within, working at a forge, you will also see your son. When you are questioned, say you will say you come to seek him and will not go without him." Not long after this, the time came round, and the smith sallied forth, prepared as instructed. Sure enough, as he approached the hill, there was a light where light was seldom seen before. Soon after, a sound of piping, dancing, and joyous merriment reached the anxious father on the night wind. Overcoming every impulse of fear, the smith approached the threshold steadily, stuck the dirk into it as directed, and entered. Protected by the Bible he carried on his breast, the fairies could not touch him, but they asked him with a good deal of displeasure what he wanted there. He answered, "I want my son, whom I see down there, and I will not go without him." The fairies seized, incensed the smith. can't talk today. The fairies, incensed, seized the smith and his son, and throwing him out of the hill, flung the dirk after them. In an instant, all was dark. For a year and a day, the boy never did a turn of work and hardly spoke a word. At last, one day, sitting by his father and watching him finishing a sword, he suddenly exclaimed, "That is not the way to do it." And taking the tools from his father's hands, he set to work himself in his place and soon fashioned a sword, the like of which was never seen in the country before. From that day, the young man wrought constantly with his father and became the inventor of a peculiarly fine and well-tempered weapon, the making of which kept the two smiths, father and son, in constant employment, seeking their fame far and wide, and gave them the means to live happily with all the world and very happily with each other. That's it. That's the end. No, it's the end. I can't tell anything else. It's the end of the story. Go to sleep, little monster.